This is The Rounds Table.
Welcome back, Rounds Table listeners, to another episode. This is Paxton Bach. I'm your co-host this week, coming to you from Vancouver, BC. And we have a familiar face joining us this week. We have Dr. Kieran Quinn returning out of partial retirement. Kieran, good to have you back.
Thanks, Paxton. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Really excited to be here today. I'm calling you from the basement of my house in Toronto.
Oh, well, how's life treating you these days?
Very well, very well. Life is good. This summer is passing us by here in Canada, but it's been a good one and things are coming along nicely. No complaints.
Lots more time on your hands, I suppose. But let's move on from the small talk. True to form, we're going to dive right into it. And you're going to lead us off today with an article that's near and dear to your heart. So tell us what we're going to talk about.
Absolutely. So Dr. Tino and her group published this just recently in JAMA in July of 2018. And it's a really neat study that looks and describes the changes in end-of-life care over time that are occurring in the United States, and specifically looking at some of the key indicators of death around where people die, where they get their care, and how many times they're moved back and forth in the healthcare system as they approach their end of life.
So they're giving us a snapshot of the last 15 years then of what's actually happening to these patients.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly right.
So tell us, what is the bottom line here to this article then?
So Paxton, Dr. Tino conducted a retrospective cohort study of just over 1.3 million Medicare patients who died. And what they found was that the site of care changed between 2000 and 2015 from predominantly acute care hospitals to the community. And the proportion of deaths that occurred in acute care hospitals decreased by almost 20%. So these are promising findings. The accompanying editorial calls it a glass half full. And despite the advances in modern medicine, which we've seen that are allowing people to live longer, develop more diseases, become more medically complex, our healthcare system seem to be meeting, or at least are heading in the right direction to meet their desires to be cared for and die at home and outside of our acute care hospitals.
Huh, wow, so that's a